in later Buddhist tradition, you get this school called the Yogacara, the school of the meditators. They're also known as the Vijnanavada, the school of consciousness, or the Chittamatra, the mind-only school. And they have a very sophisticated conception or vision of mind, all sorts of layers to it. And they say there's a sort of deep level of mind, which they call the alaya, or the storehouse consciousness, which they also liken to a river or an ocean. You know, it's ever-changing, going on. It's not like a soul or anything like that. And this, they say, kind of stores the effects of our actions of body, speech and mind. You know, and we're always influencing this stream, this river. They liken what we put into our mind as like seeds, which eventually fire up and turn into particular fruits, particular effect, particular experiences. So it's a very sophisticated version of these first two verses. They also use the word vasana, which means something like perfume. We perfume our minds with all sorts of effects which create our experiences of happiness, suffering, and all the rest of it. And I rather like this image that they have of the mind as a stream, as a river, as an ocean. It seems to kind of go with our ecological concerns. You know, we're very concerned about, you know, pollution of the environment. You know, we get very concerned about, you know, what we pour into rivers and oceans and streams, and that's a very important concern. But hey, what about the ecology of consciousness? As what about the ecology of mind, as Gregory Bateson once called it? I think it would be a good idea if we paid a lot more attention to what we put into our minds. You know, the actual crap that we kind of put into our minds, the states of mind that we get into, the actions that we perform, are often poisoning and polluting our consciousness. And we've got to do a clean-up job on that, actually. We've got to start, you know, pouring some good stuff into that. And perhaps if we paid a bit more attention to our ecology of consciousness, we might pay a bit more attention to our world ecology. Something to think about in these ecological times.